today would be a very good day to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You know that? I mean, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to know Him. And if you don't know Psalms 91 by heart, I think this week I would work on that a little bit. I would work on that because just think, remember what I've told you so many times. And when I got saved, according to God's Word, the word redemption is used two times in God's Word. One time when we get saved, we're redeemed from sin. See, a lot of people say, you know, you have to confess every sin you've ever committed to get saved. But let me ask you a question. I was only 11 when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. What if I'd have been 50? At 11, do you think I could remember all the sins I committed? You think there's a possibility I might remember every sin I committed by the time I was 11? No, ain't no way. So what if I was 50 or 60 and lived a worldly life? What do you think the chances of me knowing what my sins are? No, there is not one chance in a billion that you could remember every sin. In fact, most of us probably couldn't remember every sin we committed this week. You know that? We probably won't be able to remember just the sins we committed this past week. But when we got saved, we were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed means He paid the price that you couldn't pay. And so when you received that redemption from sin, He washed away all your sin. So when you accepted Jesus, you just said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I accept You as my Lord and Savior. I believe that You sent Your Son to die on the cross for me and rise again on the third day for my sins. How many of your sins did He wash away? All of them. Every one of them. You didn't have to name a single one of them. He washed them all away. Now then, if you sin again that next day, or maybe that day, which most of us do, unfortunately, then the redemption don't count. Now you got to repent. In other words, every sin you commit after you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, if you commit another sin, let's say that you lied the next day. Now you got to confess that sin or it's there. It's not covered under redemption. That's why Jesus said that if you sin, if you confess your sin, I am righteous and just to forgive your sin and to restore you to fellowship. But you have to recover. That's just like this little story about this little girl out here on the hallway. I don't know if some of you may or may not have noticed that. But just as you walk out the doorway there, there's a big set of 8x10 pictures on the wall there on the left. You would never believe that the right half of those and the left half of those are the same little girl. When you look at the right half there, you see a little girl that's afflicted with eczema. She's born with it. She's got it. She's been to 12 doctors. Doctors can't help her. And she is absolutely eat up with eczema. I mean, her little arms are broke out, her face, her neck. You see those pictures, you'll see how awful she looks. Well, the mother called and wanted me, she listened to my Caitlin story, and she called and wanted me to pray for the little girl, said, I know she'll be healed. I said, no, honey, it don't work like that. I said, there's a sin somewhere in either yours or your husband's life. I said, do y'all have other children? Yes. I said, are any of them sick? She said, no. I said, okay, somewhere between the last child and this child, either you or your husband done something that the king didn't like. And he struck you with a curse. He struck your child with a curse. And I said, that's why she was born with a sickness. I said, now we got to find that sin. Because Jesus clearly told us in His Word that if you obey Me, I will bless you and the fruit of your womb. And you know what the fruit of your womb is? Your children. Then He also said that if you do not obey Me, then I will curse you and the fruit of your womb, which is your children. So He will curse your children. Some people say, God would never strike a child. Well, tell that to David. David sinned with Bathsheba, and what did the Lord do to that baby? He killed him. And the Lord struck the child with sickness until it died in 1 week. Is that right? And who did it? It says the Lord did that. So He's still in that business. He still hates sin, and He still strikes us or our children. So I told that mother and that father, I said, we've got to find the sin. And so, of course, I sent them a bunch of CDs and DVDs, and they listened to them for months. And, of course, they found out lots of things were sin, and they repented for all those things. And then the mother, Sally, she called and said, we're ready to be prayed for. Okay. I said, you think you've got every sin repented? She said, known and unknown. My husband and I said, we're active church members. We go to church. My husband's a great man of God. You know, he's the spiritual leader of the house. I'm in submission to my husband. You know, all these things that she said that she had learned that they're doing. And so we prayed for the little girl. And I said, call me with your praise report. Well, about 2 months, she called back and said, Thurman, she's worse. I said, well, we didn't find the sin. I said, I prayed in faith, and y'all said you repented. So we go through this scenario with this couple for nearly a year and a half. And they're looking for sin. Finally, I tell them, I said, you know, I don't know what the sin is, but God knows what the sin is. And if you know that if the king says, call unto me and I will answer you, I said, if he knows the answer and we know he knows, then I suggested you and your husband begin to pray and ask God for your answer. Wouldn't that be the best place to go? I mean, we've tried everything else and nothing else worked. So we might as well go directly to our Lord and our God and ask him, Father, in the name of Jesus, what is this couple's sin? That their little daughter is sick. And so they begin to petition the Lord every day, pray diligently. And only a few days, maybe 2 weeks, whatever it was, a short period of time, she called back and said, Thurman, this morning when I woke up, I heard two words, lying and deception. I said, do you know what that means, Sally? She said, yes. When I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to my husband and said, honey, my biological clock is ticking and it's not going to be long before I'm going to be too old to have children. And I want one more baby before we get too old to have children. My husband flatly told me, no, no more children. He said, I'm 43 years old. I do not want a child in high school when I'm in my 60s. Now see, men think long term. Women think short term. She wants to hold this little thing in her arms. That's what she's thinking about. So that's the way God made us, short-term thinkers and long-term thinkers. And so she promised her husband she would do everything she could to keep from getting pregnant. But she lied. She did everything she could to get pregnant. She got off of her birth control. She made sure that she had sex with her husband at exactly the right time when she could conceive. And of course, she got pregnant. And then when she got pregnant, she said, honey, look, it must be God's will for us to have another baby. Now, see, nobody realizes that's sin. But that's all sin. She was lying and deceiving her husband, and God didn't like it. And so when the little girl was born, she was struck with this disease. Well, I said, okay, that's the sin there, Sally. And so I said, have you asked your husband to forgive you? She said, I have. I said, did he? She said, oh, yes, he forgave me. And so I said, well, have you asked the Lord to forgive you? She said, yes, I have. I said, well, we know he forgive you. Because did he say in his word, if we repent, he forgives us? Does that mean every time? Praise God for an awesome, forgiving God, huh? And so I said, now we can pray the prayer of faith for your little girl. And we prayed the prayer of faith, and in just about a week or two, whatever it was, just a few days, they called back and they sent us some pictures. And the pictures on the left out there is this little girl that her whole body, in fact, the mother said, I don't want to just pray for healing. I want to pray for a new coat of skin. I don't want my little daughter to go through life with all these old, terrible scars all over her body because of my sin. I want to make sure that I have repented to God, to my husband, and then I'm going to ask the Father in the name of Jesus to give my daughter a brand new coat of skin. Did the Lord say we could ask for anything? Why do we not take him at his word? Isn't that something? So I said, okay, no problem. So we asked the Father in the name of Jesus to not heal their little girl, but to do a complete renewal of her skin and take away all the scars. And when you look at the six pictures on the left as you walk out, you'll see a beautiful little girl that has, how many scars on her body, Kim?
Not one.
Isn't that something? Isn't she beautiful?
She's beautiful.
Now, you know, that's an impressive story, isn't it? You know, we should all be seeing God do those kind of things. But, you know, until we find out that the sin issue is directly connected to sickness and disease, very few people I've ever seen will ask someone to repent of sin before they pray. Is that right? You know, like I've asked this question a lot of times. You walk into church one morning and somebody says, good morning, brother. How are you doing? And you say, oh, I feel awful this morning. I'm terrible. When's the last time somebody said, well, what kind of sin did you do this week to make you sick like that? Isn't that amazing? Well, now, to confirm that one more time, you know, we have to go back and go to Exodus 15, 25 and 26, and we have to see what these three sets of verses say, because I don't want you to go away thinking, you know, he's crazy. If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what's right in his sight, obeying his commands and his laws, then I will not make you suffer the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who healeth you. What we got to do to make that work, Terry? Obey? So you got that, didn't you? Okay, let's go to Exodus 23, 25, and 26, and let's see what that next one says. Exodus 23, 25, and 26. You must serve only the Lord your God. Who would we have to serve? In other words, I can't put my car first. I can't put my house first. I can't put my wife first. I mean, he's just a little bit hard to get along with here, isn't he? Woo! You must serve only the Lord your God. If you do, and isn't that wonderful? If I will bless you with food and water, and I will keep you healthy. Do you like that? There will be no miscarriages or infertility among your people, and I will give you long, full lives. I mean, do you like anything in that covenant? You love it. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 7:15. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will protect you from a little bit of sickness. That's all. You just can't get nothing but all out of that, can you? From all sickness, he will not let you suffer from the terrible diseases you know in Egypt, but he will bring them upon all your enemies. Now then, if we obey him and do what he says, how much sickness and disease in these three set of verses does God guarantee to take away from us? All of it. So do we have to be sick? Not if we believe him. So if we're in the church and we're sick, what's wrong?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Spiritual Gifts Work Through Love, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.